This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The New York Times is reporting U.S. President Donald Trump only released military aid for Ukraine after a whistleblower came forward. The Times says White House lawyers told the president about the complaint in late August as they worked to determine whether they were required to send it to Congress. The battle formed the early stages of what has become the focus of the impeachment inquiry, now playing out in the House of Representatives. The process is moving into a new phase as the House Judiciary Committee gets set to take up the probe. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The House Judiciary Committee has scheduled a hearing for next Wednesday, December 4th, to explore the question of high crimes and misdemeanors, the constitutional requirement for impeachment. The hearing will feature legal experts who will examine the constitutional grounds for impeachment and explore a framework to respond to serious allegations of impeachable misconduct. President Trump and his lawyers are invited to attend the hearing and request answers from witnesses, but the president is scheduled to be overseas next week. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In Albania, rescue crews continue to search for survivors a day after a deadly earthquake killed at least 25 people. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities say more people have been confirmed dead, while around 600 were injured in the magnitude 6.4 quake that struck the country's coastal cities. In Durrës, Albania's second largest city on the Adriatic Sea, residents slept in tents and cars and at a soccer stadium as powerful aftershocks from the quake continued. The quake in Albania on Tuesday was followed by a smaller one in nearby southern Bosnia and another tremor off the coast of the island of Crete in Greece. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on any of today's news stories, including the Albanian earthquake, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.